WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
It's time for the Rutherford Home Show here on News Radio WGNS with your hosts Dean Higby of South Branch Nursery and Dave Gober with F&B Mortgage. A focus on everything you need to know about your home, from buying to selling to improving your home's value. You'll get the latest on the Rutherford County real estate market, helpful lawn and garden tips, plus much more. Now your hosts of the Rutherford Home Show, Dave Gober and Dean Higby.
All right. Thank you for joining us today. It's a, I guess it's the first Saturday of September, and temperatures still feel like August, but it's a beautiful day, and you listen to the Rutherford Home Show. We're going to talk a little bit today about what's going on in your landscape for the first segment, since I got an empty seat here beside me. Coming soon, Dave Gober. So... what's going on in your landscape? I'd have to say bagworms, if you've got evergreens. Bagworms will decimate very mature arborvitaes, junipers, typically evergreens, but I've seen them on Japanese maples before and other deciduous plants that you usually don't. They're easily controlled by using like a Liquid 7 or products labeled for that, but come to South Branch Nursery out on South Church Street. We're open 7 days a week up until right at Christmas, so we've got helpful staff there to show you what you need to do and tackle those things like bagworms. But for the most part, they haven't been as bad as last year. Of course, we're continuing to see a lot of fire ants that have spread throughout our county and adjacent counties as well, and fire ants can be very dangerous and very painful if you have some bare feet or something and walk through an unfortunate thing like that. I've done that, and it's very painful. So fire ants, keep those at bay, treat them, get a call a professional if you don't want to tackle that, because there is a methodology and proven techniques that work better than others. So far as planning for fall, you know, this is a great time to we've had a lot of rain this year. We've had some really dry spells that went longer than they should have, 3-4 weeks when really hot temperatures. You can see the stress that puts on plants. It can finish off a lot of plants, especially if they're planted in the last year, not quite established yet. That's why it's always good to keep your eye on that. If you have an irrigation system, it makes it a little easier. But if not, in the dry periods, get ready to do some watering. Especially, we're getting ready to go into aerifying and overseeding your lawn. As time's gone on, Bermuda grass has kind of been a dominant player in the turf grass, because not too long ago we did have droughts and long periods without rain and high humidity. So when that happens, your turf is stressed, other things will start taking over. So if this is fall, it's time to try to get a plan in place to reverse that and get the most success out of your yard. So again, at South Branch Nursery, we're in Nolensville, Brentwood, Burkett Road, and Nolensville Road. That's if you're in the Smyrna area or Nolensville area, Williamson County. Zach and Josh down there, they do a great job. And of course, we're here in Murfreesboro. It's our 25th year. We have some of the biggest selection of different plant varieties and stock really good plants from Monrovia Nurseries and other top nurseries to the south. And we have the staff to help you with all your needs. So give them a call, 893-4030, or check them out on the web, southbranchnursery.com, and they can help you with all that. So Dave has came into the ring, and he's got his gloves tightened up. Yeah. I guess,
dude,
you know.
I tell you what,
I was on my way in today and was on Thompson Lane. The traffic was backed all the way past to Sulphur Springs from Broad Street.
Was there an accident?
Mm-mm. I didn't see one.
Just so many people going to the same place at the same time? Just
Well, it's just crowded. And then, so I thought I'd be smart and cut down Haynes, come across, because I was like, man, it's already, you know, 15 till. And I thought, well, I can make it if I cut down Haynes. Going down Haynes, and then all of a sudden I hear this fire truck just lights, and he's coming from the side. And I was like, whoa. I mean, he was coming down a side street, which you don't get every day. So I had to stop, like, instantly, pull over. He come barreling out. And then he goes up, so I stay back, you know, and then he stops in the middle of the road, and they get out, you know, because somebody's probably having a heart attack or something right. going on. So they stopped. So then I'm stuck, and I have to wait because until they get out and get settled, and then I finally get to go around, and that's why I was late getting here. So
earlier in the, when you're telling that story, you said you thought you would be smart.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. And you don't know what's going to be down the next road you take. You better be prepared. And at the end of the day, yep. I ended up getting here two and a half minutes late, but something I could not predict. So go back to the beginning of life, always plan ahead, and you know, you'll have an alternative route.
And no matter if you plan ahead or do what's right, you're still going to get stuck in something.
Right. So.
Or have misfortune.
But I had never, I mean, Lord, my face was like, it came out of nowhere, just, and I was like,
well.
And it was me.
Being where we're out on Church Street and right there at Veterans, we see a lot of that daily. I mean, it's crazy. There's been some crazy wrecks. One time a semi-truck locked his brakes up and it had chicken guts in it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Remember that? And it was all over the news. You know, we had it was pretty stinky. But
the problem for me was it's a two-lane little subdivision road. You don't expect a full fire engine, a huge one coming out of the side. And I was like, whoa, I better stop. And then luckily I did. Right. That thing is a machine.
So our guy that sings our intro, or the song is about,
Jerry Reed away. Sings it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But tribute to
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds and not a lot of good movies.
You know, I mean, he was one of my favorites. I stood up in Jasper, Alabama, I think it was 78, 77. I had to stand up in the back of a theater to watch the original Smokey and the Bandit, and I was mesmerized because he made that jump in that Trans Am with the T-tops, which is historic and one of the greatest movie scenes ever with him and Sally Field.
He was a top
and that bridge was in Alabama, right south of Jasper, that they did that. And when we would go to Alabama football games from Jasper, we would go down the road and we could look over and see the bridge where they made that jump. Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
pretty cool.
Never thought about that.
Besides Geraldo and Tom Selleck, it's down to the mustache people that, you know, great mustaches.
Yeah, he's probably top number one or number two behind Tom.
Yeah. I was saying about that. But Geraldo was the one that pointed that out this morning. Not that I watch Geraldo, but I thought, you know, that's you don't see really good mustaches these days.
Mm-mm. You probably do if you go to the Renaissance Festival. I think, I'm just taking a stab in the dark there. So.
Yeah, I know. It's just, you know, there's a point when fashion comes. Maybe the mustache will be back, right? The old cookie duster.
Well, I know there's a few people around here I know that have the mustache going on, you know, or the goatee. So, whatever. But, yeah, Burt Reynolds was one of the, he was the top grossing actor in Hollywood for 5 years
straight.
5 years,
yeah.
But he's been in some good movies. And you know what? He was always... easy to watch, you know what I mean? He was
kind of like that bad boy or kind of a playboy kind of symbol, you know, it seems.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, he was Mr. Smooth.
I mean, was that 1976? Is that what year that Trans Am was?
Mm-hmm. Boy, wouldn't you like to have one of those now? You can. You remember we showed the special edition they came out with?
Yes.
That was 100-something thousand that they...
You did a whole show talking about it.
I know.
And that's when we... It was because of that is why we had the intro.
Right.
Jackson did it the next show.
Well, I thought it would be a great song because I grew up listening to that song.
It was. We're going to play it on the PP way. Over here is going to get us.
We're just going to play it every break. Just about that? In remembrance of the Bandit. Okay? I know you probably got selection of like a little Floyd, a little.
No. He's got it. But so what's going on in the mortgage world? I know houses right now,
man,
they can't keep them. I mean, there's multiple offers and. there's a lot of different, I've heard some different tactics that if you don't watch it, as far as who's marketing the house and selling the house, there's some tactics in there that.
Well, there's some people that have come into the market that I've, you know, I talked to some of my teams that I do business with that are offering, you know, cash offers, you know, no list. You don't have to list your house. You don't have to do anything. They make you a good, clean cash offer.
It's but like, sometimes it's there's some back end language to that that gets that person tied to them on whatever they're dismissing. But I mean, it's not. I'm all about packages and what's good for whatever, but is it the best thing for the person that's selling the house and the person that truly wants to buy the house?
I mean, you got to think about it a couple of ways. And I mean, I'm all for you using a realtor because I'm not going to court without a lawyer and I'm not going to surgery without a doctor. So I'm not going to buy a house without a realtor. That's the way I look at it. But these guys are coming in here, they're making it, they're saying, okay, if you're going to pay this, they do the numbers, you don't have to pay commission, you don't have to list your house, you don't have to do a showing, it's the hassle free, we'll close it in 15 days, bam. So, you know, that those people are entering the market now.
Are you talking about the investors that...
No, there's like Rick Spain or something like that who's coming in here and making cash offers. I mean, he's just, that's just like taking your car to CarMax and they give you a cash offer and you can either go through 6 or 8, 10, 12 buyers or you can just sell it and be done with it and move on.
Is that a national thing? Because it seems like I saw a commercial about something like that.
I heard a commercial on it, but I actually had one of my real estate team leaders mention it, that, you know, it's becoming that kind of market now. And Zillow's gone into, now they're doing their own marketing for you. They're like, we'll let you know. They're listing houses. Like, I have a builder I ran into that you know, I know really well. He said, I don't even list with agency anymore. I just put it on Zillow. I build it 80% complete, 85%, let them pick out the rest of the stuff, that, you know, the cosmetic stuff. I sell them just like that. I don't have to pay real estate commission. So Zillow's coming in. And now Zillow just bought their own mortgage. They have their own mortgage now. So now I'm having to compete. So things are changing in this market. And as it tightens up, and I look for, you know, they say we're going to have a stock market crash within the next year. Or, you know,
I've heard it's going to get up to about 40 over the next few years, and then it'll. But
my point who knows? But you got to go with what you know. And what I know is that when you use a person you can trust, you build value, you build a relationship. That's how you build your business, especially if you're a local business, one step at a time. You can always, you know, like I tell people, you can always go on the internet and do your mortgage, but I hope that you understand that you're tied to a computer, not a person. And that's where your differences can be made when issues come up.
Well, there's so many things. It's just like people who take care of their own, you know, if you're going to do your own oil changes and take care of your own car and things, that's getting harder and harder to do with the way new cars are. But the point is if you can have somebody that does it, frees up your time and it's to outsource it or help you do it, that's great. But you want to make sure you're getting the best of that, because there's so many things in a real estate transaction can go wrong that people don't take into account. Like, I mean, just think, if someone's picking out your cabinets and your fixtures and your paints, like you said, from on the internet, people change their mind all the time. I just don't think you can get really away from that human element and be.
I want to deal with
successful.
I mean, the only way I get referrals a lot of the time is by how well of a job I do, and I tell my people, like, I tell my closing company, get the docs out 48 hours prior to closing, get it clear to close 3 days before closing, get your CDs out, your closing disclosure. Anyway, all these things we can do that doesn't cost us one dime. Just become more efficient, and that in itself will get out word of mouth. And that way, by how you do it, how efficient you do it, that advertisement is word of mouth. And you don't get that on the internet.
Nope.
You get that when you deal with people. Speaking of dealing with, we got to deal with our sponsors. It's time for them to play their commercials, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show. And a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texas.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management.
a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it, new homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home, filled with children's laughter, or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all-brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Toots. Good food and fun.
If you've ever noticed at Toots, our kitchen is an open kitchen that you can see in, and we don't start cooking your food till we get the ticket. We still have the $4.99 lunch special. This is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. All of our food Toots is prepared fresh to order.
Good food and fun.
Toots. You're going to love it. Come eat with us at Toots Restaurants, Northwest Broad Street, Toots South on Church Street, and on Sam Ridley in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
Hi, I'm Julie Matthews, branch manager at First National Bank of Middle Tennessee's Gateway Boulevard branch. Come see me for all your banking services, from safe deposit boxes to the modern convenience of online banking. Check us out and see what premier community banking is all about in Murfreesboro. Please visit us at 1708 Gateway Boulevard or online at fnbmt.com.
First National Bank of Middle Tennessee.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hoke & Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke of Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoke & Associates.
All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. Hope you're having a great Saturday. Yeah, I almost said Sunday. Saturday.
Is that
football?
Labor Day mess up?
Yeah.
I thought it was from a day behind all day this week.
Anyway, MTSU plays, I think, tonight, 6 o'clock. So they're at home. They don't have many home games this year. They only have like 4.
They're serving beer this year. First time I've heard.
Really?
Yes.
Like in the stadium?
Yep.
Are they serving the beer that they make at Steel Barrel? Because they have their own. MTSU has their own distillery now.
Hmm.
What a genius idea. Make it and then make money.
Go think about that.
Hmm. Will you go to the games because you can have an extra beer or two? I don't know.
It depends. I guess because football gets in the cold. When it gets cold, I don't know about drinking cold beer.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well. Well, that's cool. I mean, that you don't get that at the SEC stadiums, do you?
I don't know. I don't.
No, you don't.
I think it's really. There's a lot of people online to try to do it, and there's a lot of hoops.
SEC will not do it. They do not do it. They only do it if it's a venue off, like at the Georgia
or
the.
So they said that NTSU will sell Budweiser, Bud Light, Michelob Ultra, and two options from Steel Barrel, Americana and Frost.
So I just,
yeah, there you go. See?
Yep.
There you go.
But so no now wine. You're going to have... no wine. Wine's not there.
No, but you don't need wine.
No.
Nah. Who drinks wine? I mean, come on. I mean, that's all we need is... I wonder how much attendance will go up. Because obviously it's put in there to bring in more people. I mean, think about it.
Make more money.
How does it affect the family atmosphere? I mean, has there been any drawback to it? I haven't heard anything, so...
I'm sure the experts have done their homework, and therefore...
I would say that college football is conducive to a few beer drinking.
All right.
But anyway, well, that's good to know that MTSU is playing at home today. So anyway, we have a special guest today from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Department, Eddie Pugh.
Andy,
I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good.
He's not only late, he gets the names wrong, too.
Oh, yeah, just a bad day for me, I guess. But anyway, we're here because the Sheriff's Department has a special, I guess, I think it's a cool program. It's kind of like your Boy Scout program. It's actually a part of it, right?
Yes, it's kind of like a branch off of the Boy Scouts.
Okay, and let's get a little detail. Give the name of, I know it's the Explorers. Is that the name of it,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office at Explorer Post 106.
Okay, and is that like a 12-month class, or is it a year-round class, or is it like a...
We run year-round, and the kids can enter when they're 14 and out of 8th grade, and they can stay in the program till they're 21.
21. So they could even be in college and still do it, or just working and still being a part of it. So tell me, what are the, benefits or the classes that y'all kind of, you know, instill, try to value, or... You know, what goes in behind the scenes?
Right. What we do, we teach what, like, our law enforcement guys would learn as they're going to the road. Like, we teach them how to do felony traffic stops, DUI traffic stops, arrest, you know, like how to handcuff properly and how to public speak and be better people in the county.
Okay. So they're going in there. And so is it like a two-night-a-week program? I mean, what's the...
We meet every Thursday night from 5:30 to 7:30.
Okay, so it's only 2 hours once a week.
Yes, sir.
So it's also not only a good way to meet other people their age that are interested in that, it's also maybe a way to recruit a couple of law officers.
Yes, sir. We got, right now working for the sheriff's office, we got about three or four that's been through the program. We got one in Laverne. And one on THP.
Okay.
And there's other ones throughout the state, but I can't remember.
How long has this been going now?
This program has been around for over a decade. I've been doing it for 8 years. I've been the head advisor for the program for 8 years.
Well, I'm glad to find out about it. And I know that that's a big benefit to what's the demographic of people participating? Are they coming in at that age? Can they come in, what's the process of enrollment?
Right. Some of them come in as soon as they start high school. Some of them have been in high school and they went through criminal justice and they learn about it and they said, man, this is pretty cool. I want to do this. And that's how we pick them up. And then like a friend will tell a friend and then here we go. You know, I've had some that started at 14 and went to their 21.
Okay.
Cause I know my son took ROTC at Riverdale, and is there with an extension of the Boy Scouts? I guess that's how they find out about it as well.
Yes, but like I said, a lot of ours gets to be word of mouth and stuff because they find out, hey, we do this and that. We go to competitions. We go to competition in Gatlinburg once a year and compete against, like last year when we went, there was like 3,000 other people there. We was competing against and we placed in 3 out of 5 events we'd enter.
That's good. So what would be the events, do you know?
Like we do felony traffic stops. We've done DUI traffic stop. They also have a physical fitness test, a written exam. The physical and the written, everybody's got to, like, one person from each county's got to compete in that's entered.
Okay.
Then we've done crisis negotiation and warrant service.
Oh, that's good.
So it's pretty good. And they've got other competitions.
I think I want to. Can you make an exception on the age?
Yeah. We'll shrink you.
Well, I don't know if you can do that, but I haven't tried to do that for years. Well, that's great to know. Let me ask you this.
You can try to become a deputy.
Dean's already ready.
He's ready.
Hey, don't mark my size now. Come on.
Hey, what's the cost? Is there any cost to this?
$25 a year, and that's the fees for the Boy Scouts that we pay for, like, the insurance. And
so it's $25 for the whole thing, and that's it?
Yep. And then, if we go to competition, they may have to buy, like, their food or something, but that's about it.
And now, that's nothing.
Now you're really wanting to go, aren't you, Dave?
Well, I'm just thinking. You think about entertainment, you know, the cost of entertainment. You know, my movie ticket at my theater is a lot cheaper, but, like, if you go to the bigger theaters, the nice theaters, $18 with tax, I mean, $25, and you get how many courses, and what do you get to do?
Like I said, we run year-round, and...
I mean, that's a good little thing to
How many people right now are in the program?
We got right around 20 explorers enrolled in the program.
Okay. From all age ranges?
All age ranges.
And now I know you're working on the shooting range as well?
Yes. We hadn't got to the shooting range, but that is a competition in the national competitions where they go and they'll actually learn to shoot a 40 cal hand pistol. But it's something we're working on, trying to get into our training program.
Yeah, because y'all got the shooting range right there now on the site. I was going to... I've been a part of the Sheriff's Department on helping out with the 9/11 event for past years and stuff like that, and I think Dean's helped me out a lot on that.
The rodeo
and things. So, you know, I like the idea of the Explorer program a little bit, maybe because it's more of an interactive program instead of just a ceremony, even though they're all well needed. I like to see people learn and grow and become better. So I guess that's what this is. Kind of like an Eagle Scout, and then you get your Explorer thing. I mean, you know, I would like to come and just see a class.
Well, you can come any Thursday. Where, I mean, like we said,
whatever. He's going to get his way in there somehow.
Yeah, we're going. Like I said, it's
that Cobra kid again.
You come in there, and some of it's classwork, then some of it's like, hey, we'll go out and we're out there.
Can you let me know when the classwork days are? Yeah. So I like to do the physical stuff.
Yeah. And like, it's pretty cool because these kids like to learn how to do stuff, how to be better citizens, you know? They don't realize all this stuff goes on.
Well, it makes you more attentive, too.
Yes, and that's one thing we teach them. You know, be aware of your surroundings. You never know what's going on around you. You know, most of them just go to Walmart, walk up to the car, don't pay no attention to what's going on. Now they know to look, you know, because you never know what's going on.
You know, I've always done that. Like, when I go to a restaurant, I don't like sitting with my back to the door.
Right.
I just have a pet peeve of that.
Well, it's amazing how if you don't watch things, you just, like you say, a lot of people's faces are in their phones.
I don't know who you're talking about.
But surroundings going on, a lot of times, you know, it's good to take assessment of that and be attentive. Like I said, you never know when you have to pull a deer out of the road, you know.
Right.
Risk yourself.
Or get blasted by a fire engine.
And that's one thing, like, during class, they can't have their cell phones out. And you wouldn't even know cell phones existed. You wouldn't even know cell phones existed with them. They don't care.
And that's good.
Cell phones are up because they're talking with what's going on with the instructor or whatever.
It is. I mean, you know, there's a lot of kids take their cell phones to school with. Does come helpful at some time. But anything you can do, I think, that has that focus is a good thing. So will you, besides the Gatlinburg trip, do y'all do any other like competitions or something?
We try to do we also do color guard. Like last Sunday we went down and done the sounds game and done the color guard for the sounds game. They really enjoyed that.
That's a perk.
Yeah. Because it was pretty neat because most of my color guard are new and they hadn't ever done that. So we got to go down there and do that.
Well, that's good. You're hosting a golf tournament coming up in next week.
Yes, sir.
And I at F&B Mortgage have I select the corporate sponsorship.
Yes, sir. You have come on as our corporate sponsor. Appreciate that.
Yeah. The reason why I did it is because I believe in that program. I think that's an awesome program. And I sat down with the F&B Mortgage, my Brian Wilcox and those guys that make decisions and agreed that this was something that we was worth investing in. So we're going to talk more about that golf tournament that y'all are putting on, how people can help sponsor it. And right after this short break, we'll be right back and listen to the Rutherford Home Show.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years' experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location, just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
We have many healthy options at Toots Restaurants, such as our grilled chicken fingers, our chicken on a stick, unbelievable salads. If you haven't had a salad from Toots, you're missing a great treat. Come and try Toots today. This is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. All of our food Toots is prepared fresh to order.
Good food and fun.
You're going to love it. Come eat with us at Toots Restaurants, Northwest Broad Street, Toots South on Church Street, and on Sam Ridley in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
First National Bank of Middle Tennessee is dedicated to this community. This is Katie Bennett. We understand the challenges of managing your finances in today's economy. We can help you find the right answers to your questions. First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, the way community banking used to be. Visit us at 3427 Memorial Boulevard or online at fnbmt.com. First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. He's pounding down, loaded up and...
All right. Very good. Very good movies. Good actor, Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Missed those days.
Him and Lonnie Andrews, is that her name? And then... Sally Field, so he had some pretty ladies around.
What was his sidekick's name?
Jerry Reed.
Reed, yeah.
Do you know the name of his dog? Jerry Reed's basset hound in a truck?
Cletus, wasn't it?
Cletus, yeah. I do believe.
Was that right?
Not sure.
You want to Google that for us? I was going to say Flash.
No, that was Duke's. Roscoe's. Flash, I think it is Flash, maybe.
Let's see who's the winner.
That's Roscoe Pico train, I think.
The winner is?
What?
Fred, we all missed it.
Yeah. Fred is it. Yeah.
Fred is it. See?
So
we probably could have had a call in on that one. And for
Yeah, Flash was.
Flash. Who was Flash?
It was Dukes.
Was that Dukes?
Yeah.
That was funny.
Anyway, so talking about something that actually makes a difference is the program we've been talking about of We got a golf tournament coming up, and it's a four-man scramble.
Yes, four-man scramble.
Indian Hills Golf Course.
Yes, sir.
Next Friday. This coming next Friday.
Mm-hmm. 6:40 sign-in time, 7:40 tee time.
In the morning?
Yes, sir.
Well, I actually like that.
So, well, hopefully they get...
It's early, but the good thing is it gets... You've got the rest of the day to get something done.
That's right.
Afterwards. How many have you guys... how's it looking right now? You got spots open?
Yeah, we got spots open. This, like I said, this is our first annual one, so we're still in the learning process of what we need to do, but... Like I said, the Explorer Post is a 501c3 program, so this is our fundraiser, hopefully, for the year. And this will eliminate...
This will help these kids that don't have the resources to go to competitions and to continue to grow.
Just like you mentioned, I mean, the cost to go to Gatlinburg or one trip, and you had, what, 10?
10 go.
You know, that gets with transportation and meals and things can get up there. But that's life-changing. It's always good to get away from your hometown. You know, and it's some people don't have those opportunities.
No,
you know?
And like I said, like I wish I could have brought one of them with me and let them explain to you what they learned when we went to Gatlinburg.
And you're welcome to bring them on anytime.
Because one of the ladies was like, man, that was like a family experience. You know, I learned to bond. And, you know, because like I said, most of them hadn't experienced going to Gatlinburg or out of Murfreesboro, wherever.
And I'm from Chattanooga. When I was a kid, there was a church group that we go to Gatlinburg with, you know, every year. And that was always a big, big thing, fond memories. That was before Dollywood was there. So now it's
right.
A lot of...
Golly, that was like... How old are you?
49, Dave. Well, 40. I'm still grasping to... Do you? I mean, all they had was the saltwater taffy thing. I remember the saltwater taffy was iconic thing.
Crazy now.
And then I learned to snow ski at Ober of Gatlinburg, and if you can ski that ice cube, you can ski anywhere if you really go, because it's
steep,
it's slick, and you know, good snow skiing I found later in life is a lot different when you know out west or even in the east. But great place, even the ice skating and things. But you guys were there in a competition, so that's more. It's like, a little bit of play, but not all.
Like I said, there was 3,000 other teams there, and they was from all
3,000.
All over from the United States. There, like we compete against people from California and places like that. So it's pretty neat, you know. They get to bond and stuff with, you know, see other people and figure out what, hey, their post does or whatever.
How many guys, like chaperones, do you guys have, and are they all working with the Sheriff's Department, or they're volunteers from like the Boy Scouts?
Yeah, some of them are. Most of them are associated with the Sheriff's Office. Now I got a few like parents that will try to help out every now and then, but we got guidelines we got to go by through the Boy Scouts.
Right.
But we allow parents, like I said, when we done, we allow parents to go just to help out. But I was like, hey, you know, when they go down there, let them be with us.
That's what I was gonna say. That's some of the. Biggest things is getting away. I mean, you always want to be with your kids, but there's going to be a day that you're not with your parent. I mean, that's that just right. I think that's a good structure building for getting your own confidence,
right? And it's funny because they self-police each other, if that makes sense. They like, if one of them starts kind of going out of the boundaries of what, hey, you shouldn't be acting that way, you know. But
and that's what we need more of.
Uh-huh, they'll kind of like pull each other in, though. And like I said, they have fun doing it, though, you know.
Yeah. Well, what's the longest that one of the participants have been there?
Like I said,
you have one that
I got. We have Caitlin. She started when she was 14, and she stayed till she was 21, and now she's kind of stayed on as like an advisor to help with the program because she likes it.
Right.
She learned a lot from it.
And did she go on to pursue like criminal justice?
Yes, she done criminal justice. She actually just accepted a job as a crime analyst in Nashville.
Great. So a good way to help is participate in this golf tournament that we're talking about. And what is the name of the tournament?
It's Rough County Sheriff's Office Explorer Post Golf Tournament is what we just kind of made it simple. Like I said, we got
if you had people that wanted to play that didn't have a team, are you just doing the teams?
Yep, they can. We'll take up teams up to
because
the
they usually, I mean, like Jim and those guys at Indian Hills, they imagine, be able to piece together people who wanted to play in
them. Yep, and like I said, we're still taking teams till next week, you know. We'll take on the day.
Yep, the more the merrier.
And we got some good prizes coming up. We got Candy Campers come on board to give away a camper for a hole-in-one. Sloan's has come on board.
But you know, I got a hole-in-one at the Boys and Girls Club scramble. It's one that Old South does, John Floyd, for the biggest. It raises money for a lot of the like Discovery and Boys and Girls Club. But I won 32 dozen Nike golf balls.
That's pretty good.
So I had plenty of things to give my friends for Christmas for several years there. But it was quite the thing. But a camper would be nice.
That's right.
A hole in one is nice. I just glad someone was there that didn't say that I didn't get it, you know.
Like I said, like with Dave and them, they've come on board and they realize, hey, this is a good program for the youth, you know, because like there's not many programs out there. You'd be surprised at listening to some of these kids, what is going on in their lives and stuff, how hard it is.
It is hard. And, you know, I was a latchkey kid that, you know, my parents went through a divorce. I had kind of entertained myself, had my key and would stay home 2-3 hours sometimes every afternoon after school. Had bullies, you know, it was nothing, you know, I had to find some kind of common ground, and luckily I found something that didn't take me down a worse path. But a lot of these kids have influences. I had good parents, don't get me wrong, it's just that it was a time. But if this gives them something to kind of grasp, kind of understand and to grow, you know, it's cool to learn those kind of things. I mean, when I was younger, I'd be like, man, it'd be cool to be a cop or to ride around or see what it's like or to experience what they do. And it's just like being a fireman. I mean, I remember as a kid that the public schools, I don't know if they still do this, but they would take you to a local fire hall one day as a field trip. And you'd go through the fire training and how they lived, and you'd see the pole, and every now and then they let you slide down the pole if they had one. And, you know, it was just a really cool thing. So this is kind of, that's probably more of an elementary type environment. But, yeah, I think that's pretty cool because you don't have many – you have after-school programs, but you usually have to, you know, this is just something totally different out of school.
Right. And like I said, they get there and they work together. What amazes me how much they'll, like, if they start doing something wrong, like when we're training, they'll help each other, you know. That it's like a team. They get in there and they bond together. And these kids, like, we'll go out to events and work. Like, a coming up event we'll work is like Myers Creek Haunted Woods. We do parking there, and them kids will get out there and they'll help each other, you know, hey, let's get these cars parked or whatever. And it puts them in the perspective of, okay, this is what it's like to have to deal with people coming in and going and stuff.
And, you know, just another thing I can remember as a kid working concession stands, you know, with our team or whatever, to earn, they might have give a portion of concessions or something to the cause or whatever. But it was always fun doing things a little different too, you know. It teaches you people skills, and I guess with the car parking too, it goes along with the people obeying what you.
Right.
It's not as easy as people think, especially when there's no lines.
Right. There's no lines because we're in the field, and it, you know, they learn how to, you know, cope with if something kind of gets out of skew, how to get it back to right.
Yeah. So the name of the golf tournament is Rutherford County Sheriff's Explorers Program, and it's going to be Friday, this coming Friday. So a lot of people, there's a lot of groups that play golf. If you know somebody plays golf and they want to go participate in this, can you get on the website?
Yeah, well, they can contact me.
Okay. And what's your information?
My email is pugh@rcsotn.org.
And that's RCSO is Rutherford County Sheriff's.
TN as in Tennessee.
Office. Yep. Tennessee. Right. And
you can probably call Indian Hills.
Yes, and call Indian Hills and they'll give us, you know, they can put you over to me.
Yep. Okay. Well, that's good. And
they can call the sheriff's office, and the sheriff's office will put them through to me.
The office line.
Yes, the office line. Not 911, please don't go
there. No.
Dispatch will kill me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take our last break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show on WGNS. Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all-brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant. And being a business that's been here for over 30 years, we're a small family-run, small business that truly believes that everyone needs to get out, do their homework, and vote. This is a very important election year, and from all of us at Toots, please do your duty and vote this year. Toots Restaurants, Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, on Church Street at Veterans Parkway, or on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilcox, Executive Vice President of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee. I am excited that we now offer two convenient full-service locations for our customers at 1708 Gateway Boulevard and 3427 Memorial Boulevard to our full-service residential mortgage division located in the Gateway off Williams Drive. We strive to offer you the premier community banking experience, so please come see us for all of your financial needs or check us out online at fnbmt.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hoke & Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoke & Associates.
All right, welcome back. You know, that song says eastbound and down. I'm going eastbound and up. You got it?
Where are you going?
Eastbound and up.
Gotcha.
Instead of eastbound and down. All right, so do you know what they were carrying across the Mississippi in the truck that Buford T. Justice was after? Do you know?
Alcohol, what?
Well, what kind?
Coors beer.
Yep, the original. Yeah, it was illegal.
Bam, I got it.
It was illegal.
Yeah, remember,
on the east side of the Mississippi, it was illegal.
Yep, Coors was like...
like a gold.
Yes, I remember that.
So that was what it was. It was Coors. How about that? A little trivia today, right?
I'm terrible at trivia, but
what's the name
that.
Of his dog, Jerry Reed's dog? Fred. Got that wrong.
Come
but
on,
we got
Fred.
Fred. We got him, Fred. Anyway, a couple of things I wanted to go over. At Premier Six Theater, we're having the 9/11 First Responders Day, where all first responders will get a free admission to the movie. That'll be all day long. They'll get one free admission with valid ID. So that's for all the dispatchers, paramedics, firemen, police officers. We want to tip our hat to them and the service they give to our community. Spread the word. We'll also be joining forces with a real estate team, George Weeks, Remax Elite, He'll be offering a free small popcorn to the veterans, or not the veterans, to the first responders. We are going to work on a Veterans Day a little bit closer to November. So we want to give back to the community. So First Responders Day, this 9/11 Tuesday, free admission, valid ID for all first responders, including dispatch, and a free small popcorn brought to you by George Weeks' team, Remax Elite. So a good community event. So spread the word and give thanks for those people who show up.
And is that for all day? All day long that day?
It's all day. Those people go front it like today. Yep. That fire truck that just came out of nowhere. It's probably a 911
call. Now I know
call.
Why you've been so we're so passionate about the fire truck. It makes sense now.
Yeah, I connect the dots.
Dave, on behalf of the first responders, we say thank you for doing that because that's a big, you know, for us.
Yeah, and you know, no, I don't think anybody's ever done that. And I wanted to be the first to do that because right. The guy who I bought the theater from was a fireman for years and continued to be a volunteer fireman. He always was in that.
And a mentor for you.
And a mentor for me. And as also in remembrance of Bill Brooks, who's like my work dad, my second dad. Oh, a lot too. I wanted to do a day like that because I know he would appreciate that. I know he would be like fantastic, you know. So we're going to do it this Tuesday, 9/11, on 9/11, which is not a great day for remembrance as far as what happened, but it is that we need to realize how many lives were sacrificed, not just the innocent, but the people who rushed in. And it's just one of those game-changing days. And
it's one of the few days in my life I can remember where I was at.
Oh, I can imagine. Yes,
and I mean, there's very few days I have of that. And
I was pulling out of Osborne Lane on a memorial, listening to 99.7, and they had interrupted the program on my way to work.
I was at the villages of Garrison Cove is doing that entrance sign and designing that. There's maybe four houses in that subdivision at the time.
Yeah. So, well, one more shout out here to Andy
with the Explorers, Rutherford County Sheriff's Department.
They can go to the, they can call Indian Hills Golf Course. Mm-hmm. They can call the office line for the Sheriff's Department. And they can go to your email address, which is
apugh
at
rcsotn.org.
Okay. Well,
and we'll put that on our Facebook page at our nursery and advertise it all we can. And hopefully, I'll see you out there to play some golf.
Yep.
I like playing golf. I've got a little shoulder injury I won't get into, but.
How many employees are out there at the Sheriff's Department now? Is it over 400?
Yes, it's quite a few, you know, and it's the way Rutherford County is growing. We got to grow.
Need more.
You got to grow. Do you know the ratios per officer per capita? I mean, is it one per 4,000?
Yes, I can't.
I mean, that's an interesting number for us to know.
You know, even like detention officers, we're hiring them, you know, because.
And that's
inmate
really
population keeps growing, and
that's more of an entry level. You go into detention because then you're dealing with some crazy stuff in detention.
Yes, sir.
It really makes or breaks you because I've got friends in the past that have been through that. Because don't you have to get sprayed with pepper spray?
Yep.
You have to go through that. That's not fun. I've never had that done. I hope I never have it done. But
get called names you've never been called before.
Right. You get spit on. You get So. It's kind of like a boot camp, basically. And if you get through that detention officer stuff, then you want to work to patrol. Is that your main goal?
Yes, sir. You know, like when you start off in detention, you learn how to speak to people. You know, that's the reason they want you to start there, because you learn how to talk to people. Some people don't have communication skills, but you learn that.
Yeah, and I still think that, and there you go again, it's vital, not just in my business, Dean's business, but even at the Sheriff's Department, communication's everything.
Yes. I tell the Explorers, I said, your mouth's your biggest weapon coming to law enforcement.
That's
because, you know, it can get you into trouble. It's going to get you out of trouble.
That's a good point.
That's a good point. I never even thought about that. You're right. And words hurt, and words can be very, very comforting. So it's all about that. Mm-hmm. I understand. Well, we're coming up again on a quick show, Dean. I mean, you know, we've been talking and enjoying a lot of good information. This Explorer program is kind of like the older Boy Scouts, you know what I mean? It goes to 21. So That's a fascinating program.
Yep.
And it's, again, when does it start? When does it start? Well, people want to register. They can come anytime?
They can come anytime and register. Like, I would take people this week, you know. We don't have a meeting this week because of the golf tournament. I tell the kids, we'll take a little break.
And they'll be there at the golf tournament I'm sure.
Yes, sir.
So if they get out of school.
Yes, they get out of school, and it's like, and most people's like, they're going to get out of school for that. But the parents are like, okay, this is a good opportunity for them to go out and learn, like, you know.
But also they get to meet people.
Yes.
In the community, like Dean or me or somebody, probably wouldn't meet. This golf tournament is going to be a way for them to.
What's another thing? A lot of people see golf being played or whatever, but they never really go and ride around on it. I mean, coolest things ever riding on a golf cart, you know.
Yeah.
But,
and like I said, they get out, and like I said, they like getting out in the public like this.
Yeah. And that's a good way for them to communicate as well what they're learning and show value. Because, you know, let's be honest. I mean, we can talk about it all day, but when you see a kid's eyes or an older teenager, young adult, light up about it and talk about it and they're interested in it, it makes it more valuable.
And like I said, you know, that's the thrill for me with this program is that these kids, you can see their face light up and they like stuff like that, you know. They enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, you can see them come to class, you know, they come to class, they're like, then all of a sudden they perk up when we start working.
Do they get like a little, like a ID or anything, like an Explore ID? Yep.
They actually, like, we issue uniforms that almost looks like what our patrol deputies wear. And they get to wear that. They had to keep their boots polished, name tag shine, and all that. And they earn ribbons for, like, community service work or what they've learned.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I tell you what, you know, if you want to, as a, do you have a graduation thing or just?
Just once they age out, we may have them, we may all go out to eat together as a family, you know. Or we may, like.
Sometimes, well, I can treat them to a movie.
That's cool. I like that.
Okay. So just keep that in mind.
Appreciate that.
Kind of like a fun night out.
Okay.
Then you can throw in a couple of trees.
I can teach them how to dig holes.
Hey, that'd be good for them too.
It is. Yeah. But, you know, no, we do, you know, smart for nursing homes and things like that. So right. You never know. It's always good to participate in all kinds of activities.
Yep. So anyway,
we're over here. Dave's doing sign language to something, but I don't know what. Okay. So anyway, again, I know, you know, with radio, you're driving and turn on, turn it off. But one more time about the golf tournament. It's a four-man scramble Friday morning. A lot of people play golf. And the flip side of this is if you know a kid or young adult ages 14 to 21 who would like to participate in this program, same thing, call the sheriff's department, ask about the Explorers program, and come out and support the golf tournament.
MTSU plays tonight at 6 o'clock, UT Martin
here, so, at home,
and we'll be serving beer. So FYI, I didn't know that till today, so you learned a lot of good things today on this show. That's why you should always tune in. You never know what you're going to get. But you're going to get the real talk about the real estate market and the community and from people that do business here and have lived here most of our lives. So, again, we appreciate our guest, Andy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rutherford County Sheriff's Department. Dean, it's been a great show. We'll have a sign-off for the Bandit, who we'll greatly miss and appreciate. And eastbound and up. And we'll move on to the next day. We'll appreciate it. Have a good one. Go Blue Raiders.
Long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back.